Saturday, March 24th, 2018. Thousands of students descend upon Washington, D.C. in the March for Our Lives rally. On February 14, 2018, a mass shooting was committed at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, by Nicholas Cruz. 17 people were killed and 17 more were wounded, making it one of the world's deadliest school massacres. The suspected perpetrator, 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz, was identified by witnesses and arrested shortly afterward. He confessed, according to the Broward County Sheriff's Office. He was charged with 17 counts of premeditated murder and 17 attempted murders. Police and prosecutors have not yet offered a motive and are investigating, quote, a pattern of disciplinary issues and unnerving behavior, unquote. The sheriff's office received a number of tips in 2016 and 2017 about Cruz's threats to carry out a school shooting. The Federal Bureau of Investigation learned that a YouTube user with the name, quote, Nicholas Cruz, unquote, posted a message in September 2017 about becoming a school shooter, but could not identify the user. In January 2018, a direct complaint of death threat by Cruz was not forwarded to the local FBI by the FBI tip line. According to Sheriff Scott Israel, his office received 23 calls about Cruz during the previous decade, but this figure is in dispute. CNN obtained via a public records request a sheriff's office log showing that from 2008 to 2017, at least 45 calls were made in reference to Cruz, his brother, or the family home. The calls included an anonymous tip on February 5th, 2016 that Cruz had threatened to shoot up the school, and a tip on November 30th, 2017 that Cruz might be a, quote, school shooter in the making, and that he collected knives and guns. On September 23rd, 2016, a peer counselor notified the school resource officer of his suicide attempt and intent to buy a gun. The school indicated it would do a, quote, threat assessment, unquote. On September 24, 2017, a person with the username, quote, Nicholas Cruz, all lowercase, unquote, posted a comment to a YouTube video. It read, quote, I'm going to be a professional school shooter, unquote. The video's uploader reported the comment to the FBI. According to Agent Robert Lasky, the agency conducted database reviews but was unable to track down the individual who made the threatening comment. On January 5th, 2018, the FBI's public access line received a tip that was from a person who was close to Cruz. On February 16th, 2 days after the shooting, the agency released a statement that detailed this information. According to the statement, quote, the caller provided information about Cruz's gun ownership, desire to kill people, erratic behavior, and disturbing social media posts, as well as the potential of him conducting a school shooting, unquote. After conducting an investigation, the FBI said that the tip line did not follow protocol when the information was not forwarded to the Miami field office, where investigative steps would have been taken. The FBI opened a probe into the tip line's operations. The lack of response by Israel and other members of the Broward County Sheriff's Department to the numerous red flags and warnings has been the subject of much scrutiny. Calls for Israel's resignation intensified in the days following the shooting as more information pertaining to the department's inaction was revealed. Since the shooting, Israel has declined to resign and refused to take responsibility for his role in stopping Cruz before the mass shooting took place. In an interview with CNN, Israel described his leadership at the department as, quote, amazing, unquote, a claim that has widely been mocked and criticized. So, with all this information at hand, now we can come to a conclusion. Why did this shooting happen? What could stop this shooting? And what would be a knee-jerk or a compulsory movement that would not actually stop said school shooting? Let's get to the conclusion. First, why did the school shooting occur? If you look at society now, you have social media, which allows anyone to get on there and say anything. You have complete anonymity behind a computer screen. You can say whatever you want. That is good. That is great. That is what the First Amendment is for. But at the same time, there are people who will abuse this. There are people who will bully, people who will belittle, people who will mock, people who will ridicule People will do the dumbest things on social media for likes and followers. Social media is not only a problem to teenagers, but it is being pushed on them. Facebook Incorporated now has a messenger for kids. A messenger for kids. I couldn't even get a cell phone when I was 12. I had to wait till I was like 13 or 14, and even then, it is prepaid. So I only had to fucking have so many minutes and texts. So why are they all of a sudden able to get on social media and expand? And why are these kids all of a sudden becoming worse than they were before? We've had guns in this nation for 300 years. Past 30 years, we've had an increase in shooting. What have we had in the past 30 years? A rise in social media, a decline in parenting, a rise in social justice movements, a rise in virtue signaling, a rise in self-righteous indignation. We have people who are so thinking that they are so high and so mighty that this society has elevated its consciousness so high that we can literally legislate away evil. We can write on the law books, "Don't be evil," and it will be followed. That is how silly this is right now. That is why this will not work. You cannot legislate evil. You cannot hold up a sign to a rabid dog saying, "Do not bite," and expect that dog to read the sign and turn around. Doesn't work like that. That is not nature. That is not how laws are made. That is not how things work. This is not going to work. Bullying, picking on people, and separating everyone, and not fucking talking to everyone, and putting them in their own little place because you don't like them or whatever, that's what creates these things. Mental illness is the problem, and society is only fucking worsening it. That is the fucking problem right there. What do you do to probably prevent this from happening? More than likely, go talk to the kid that is being sat by himself, isolated, doesn't have anyone who talks to him. The Health and Human Services StopBullying.gov website, under effects of bullying, has 12 out of 15 people who were school shooters in the 1990s, that's 80%, were known to be victims of bullying. So that's 1990, this is 20 years later, pretty sure nothing's changed. Kids in social media and online are even more disrespectful and more divisive and more bullying and more evil than they were before. And it's now like a thing, like people like to be mean to their own peers. It's something of some kind of a phenomenon on social media. People just love to attack their peers. They love to hurt them. They love to belittle them. I don't know why this is like this, but it must be something to do with the whole anonymity on social media and the fact that you can say what you want on there and people won't know who you are if you don't want them to. That it's a good thing, but at the same time, people are abusing it and they're going to make it worse. And you can't sit there and kick everyone off social media because a couple people screwed it up. All you gotta do is just fix society as a whole. You can't just kick people off of it. It's just not gonna work. It sounds like it'll work, but it's not. It's not something you're just restricting freedom of speech by then, and you're not actually assaulting or confronting the problem. You're actually diverting it to a whole nother thing. So, yeah, not gonna help. Now onto what could possibly not work at all. What could possibly not work at all is disarming people or raising the age. First off, criminals don't follow laws. We know this with the drug war. We know that the drug war has expanded way upon where they thought they had control to where now drug cartels have more control and more money coming in and revenue than ever before. So the drug war is a failure right there. So if you think we're going to somehow keep guns out of criminals' hands when we can't even keep fucking drugs out of their hands, you have a delusional problem right in your brain. You have something missing right there. Because it has not worked for 70 years with drugs. It's not going to work within 20 or so years with guns. Not many people are going to disarm themselves. If you know, if you see the picture of this episode, it has a girl wearing a shirt of the Spartans saying, "Molan lave, come and take." Which literally is, come and take it. Come and take our weapons. King Leonidas at the Battle of Thermopylae or whatever I can't, I don't, I'm not good with Greek names. But Leonidas, if you've seen 300, you've seen this scene. But the King Xerxes says, lay down your arms. And Leonidas says, come and take them, molon lave. And it's meant to say, come and take it. If you want to disarm us, you want us to be your servants, come and take it, fight us. We will put our life on the line to fight you in tyranny away from our land. That is why the Second Amendment is there. The Second Amendment is there because without the Second Amendment, the rest of the Bill of Rights are just suggestions. No one will be able to enforce them. No one will feel the fear of not enforcing them. What are they going to do? Get voted out of their corrupt-ass politician seat? That's why they want open borders. They want to replace you because the second you don't agree with them, they can replace you with 2-3 people from another country and say, oh, well, they're trying to do something. And they're good. They will replace you. That's why the whole open borders thing is a really hot topic, because they're trying to replace the electorate with people they know will vote them in, and in turn will give them more government power beyond the reach and the scope of ever anything possible. They are trying to set you up. Taking and disarming the populace because of the actions of one person is not going to help. Just like you have to wear clear backpacks now in Parkland, Florida. That's probably not going to help. Might help a little, but it's not going to help that much. And now one action of an idiot affected all those students. That is fucking dumb. Now we can get to the conclusion. With all of the information shown, we can see that clearly the government made a mistake. They had, within 9 years, 45 complaints on a guy, his brother, and their household. They had a school resource officer be told that the kid was suicidal and he had an intent on buying a gun. And they were even going to do a threat assessment. But they didn't. So, what we can come to conclusions here is disarming the people is not going to work. A kid in Maryland was 17. He got a handgun. You have to be 21 to get a handgun in Maryland. And he went into a school and he got shot because the school resource officer had balls. He didn't fucking cower. He didn't run away. He knew what his job was. He knew what his expectations were. And he went above and beyond the call. And he saved the lives of countless kids that day. Then you have the kids in Park, or the deputies in Parkland, Florida, who swore the shots were coming out from outside. They didn't want to go in the building for 6 minutes because they swear the shots were coming from outside. You have the government messing up. Now you have hundreds of thousands of kids marching like 1984, speaking a government-mandated statement on a government-approved platform on a government-approved talking point of disarming the nation, because they are so scared of their own citizens turning on them that they will change the electorate by opening the borders and replacing them, or they will allow the criminals to be the only ones who can get guns and gun them down, and they'll be the ones who vote for them. Or they're going to allow them to become a drug dealer because drugs are still legal, and then they can become a criminal all over again just from that route. That's the only people they really care about. They don't care about the law-abiding citizen. This whole thing is not going to help any problem they have. All it's going to do is turn it over to people who are law-abiding citizens and disarm them so criminals can take over. It's a faux problem that they're giving you guys. We have guns for 300 years. In the past 30 years, we've had problems with guns. It's not the gun. It's not the inanimate object that the person is holding. It is the person behind that gun. There's something wrong with them. You need mental health. You need more of it. Why did Barack Obama get Obamacare on the means of mental health? But ever since Obamacare passed, I never heard him speak on that ever again. I heard him speak about, we need Obamacare because the mental health of this nation is very bad. And then after we got Obamacare, never heard mental health ever again. All it went to was opioids. We turned kids into addicts and we isolated them from themselves and their peers. Now we wonder why they're shooting up schools. It's a mental health issue and a bullying issue. Society needs to fix itself.